Charlene Guy.
The Forces Breakfast. BFBS.
Tonight, for the first time as REF Team Football Manager, Steve Clifton, Jib's answer to Fabio Capello, is going to be leading by example, leading the men out in force as they take on the Royal Gibraltar Police. Good morning. And we are very privileged to have him on the phone right now. Stevester.
No, I.
Thank you very much for joining today. I know, obviously, it's been a bit tough, you know, our people talking to your people and stuff. But we're pleased to get you live on the phone ahead of tonight's, your first match in charge. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm all right, actually, but a bit difficult to get me on the phone. I wasn't going to join you on the phone, as I was blasphemised by you, saying I was going to manage from the bar. What's all that about?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well,
you're lucky to have me, Miss Guy. You're lucky to have me.
I am very privileged to have you on the show, and I do take back that comment, the fact that you were going to be the first ever football manager to, you know, maybe look out for the team from the bar. I mean, there was rumours that the doors at the Naffy at Heroes were going to be taken off just so you could get a better angle on the game.
So,
first game in charge. What previous qualifications experience have you had to qualify for your new role as team manager? Because you've been newly appointed, haven't you?
Previous experience, standing on the sideline just watching them.
Right, I'm going to refer you to a comment that was made last night. Marie from Air Ops said, so Steevester, when you're in your role as team manager tonight at the Jezefel League, are you going to be looking on the sidelines looking important? And you replied, I am important.
Oh yes, I am important.
Right, so what kind of tactics? Obviously you don't want to disclose too much, obviously in the case the opposition are listening, but what's going to be happening on the pitch tonight?
We're going to win, going to score.
It's going to be a game of two halves, yeah?
No, it's not going to be a game of two halves. It's going to be a game of one half. Then we don't have to turn up in the second half because we'll be winning that much.
Oh,
you know
I
what
like
I mean?
Fighting talk. Now, obviously, previously, the REF team was managed by somebody else. You're in charge now. The previous performance, though, I mean, let's just refer back to the Navy game. Hasn't been too successful, has it, recently? Are you confident that you can change it around for the team?
Excuse me. It's a Navy game. We were unlucky. We should have had a penalty. We were cheated.
Right, so what kind of tactics are you going to enforce to ensure that you win tonight?
Get a decent referee.
Now, there has been a few rumours, as you can imagine, in the football world. Is it true that you will be enforcing strict rules ahead of tonight's game and future games, including banning wags from the matches?
Well, yeah. Well, not altogether. We need a bit of morale, and I'm sure you volunteered the lovely 20 netball team girls to come and scrub us down afterwards, didn't you?
No, I did not say that.
Yes, you did. I'm afraid you did. So if any of the netball team are listening, turn up tonight, you'll be all right.
We're with our pom-poms.
Yeah.
So you're going to enforce quite strict rules on the team then, you know? Good night's sleep before the match and stuff?
Well, this season we've got good back team staff, you know. We've got our chairman, Barney. I don't know why we've got him, because he's a tight Yorkshireman, right? Because chairman and men are getting money, aren't they? But, you know. But he's a good old egg. We've got Jock, who's the coach. He's just going to be the coach. He's not playing. He's just going to be the coach. But he's obviously a PTI, and he says he's good, so, you know.
And is it true there's been a few rumours of some, you know, with the New Year transfer window, some of your players being looked at by other teams?
No. What, the blind team? Maybe, yeah.
Okay, well, as you know, I'm not very good with an au fait with football. So the big question for me is, how's the standard of knees in the team? Because obviously that's a big one for getting the ladies down to watch.
The standard of knees?
Yes.
Have you got a knee fetish?
Yes, I have.
Well, they're quite nice, actually.
Yeah?
I'll even wax them for you if you want. Not your knees, the lads' knees. Give them a good rub down before. A bit of deep heat on the legs before they go out.
There you go.
Keep them warm, you know what I mean?
You heard it here first. Obviously, tonight's temperatures as well, bit nippy. Are you doing anything to keep the team warm later?
but I can't dive all that over the air.
Right, final question then. Where do you get your managerial experience from? So which other footies do you get your inspiration from? Obviously, I want you to be chewing gum like Alice Ferguson on the sidelines tonight in a big sheepskin jacket.
Well, I would say my granddad, because he used to manage a local scout group, like, and they were quite successful. Before my time, right, now all he manages is allotment. Got his chickens, he has to kick into touch, right? So I'd say my granddad, like...
Right.
Old Harry.
Oh my goodness. Right, finally then, match predictions for tonight.
4-1
to the RAF.
And